I don't get, I can't remember, but I saw these conferences in England in AV8 and AV10. He was saying already back then, he said by the year 2030, actually, or 2028, 60% of the workforce would be automated in Western countries like ours, and almost 80% of it automated already in third world or developing countries. So he was saying, what are you going to do with all the rest of us, you know, if there aren't any jobs? And he was saying this back in 2018, I think it was, maybe. So you're thinking, oh, my God, well, I mean, and it's getting that way. You go here, if you go to the grocery store, there's 8 checkout lanes, but only one person working in one of them. And then there's a self-check, you know, where there's 30. Yeah. And you're just looking around going, they're actually, all the jobs are turning into computers. Obviously, builders can't, you know, you can't have a robot building your house or something. But so you start thinking, well, what are they going to do with the rest of us if it is all going to be automated by 2030? You either put us on universal basic income, right, wage, or you kill us. And I think you kill us and sterilize us and the rest go on the wage. And isn't that what they're doing?
Yeah, I think I heard the same similar thing. They said 80% of all jobs under $20 an hour will be gone by 2030. So low-end jobs will be automated as much as possible.
So so what do you do with the rest of us when we are, you know, we are in a slave, the earth is a slave farm. So what do you do when you don't need the livestock? You take them out back behind the shed and shoot them. That's probably a good place to leave this conversation on a downer.
leave it on a down note. PJ, who's emailing me, he wants to know, do you have a website at all? Do you have a public email where people can contact you because they want to get, he wants to get in touch with you and your research? Is there a best way to get a hold of you?
If you want to email us, we are at spacebusters@hotmail.com.
That's easy.
We have a website called 60gigahertz.net, 60ghz.net.
Oh, let me see that one. 60.
If Ross paid the renewal.
60ghz.net. Okay.
60gigahertz.net. That should come up.
Okay. Buy this domain.
No, hang on. Maybe there's a dash in there. Well, I have it on a t-shirt. So, I mean, try 60-gigahertz. That might be it.
Oh, okay.
If you're allowed to have a dash in your name.
.net.
I think it's a .net.
Okay. That didn't work.
Okay, maybe he didn't pay the renewal, or maybe I got it wrong. I'll find out. I'll put it in your show notes later. But spacebusters@hotmail.com to reach us.
Okay.
And then we have a YouTube. We're Spacebusters on YouTube, BitChute, and Odyssey.
Right.
And so people can reach us there and comments. Yeah.
And you're on, are you on Facebook at all? Yeah, you're on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook, but I get so bombarded by people. We do have a Spacebusters Facebook page.
Yeah.
People, I'd rather if they write me to write me there than my personal one, because I just get majorly bombarded and I can't get back to everyone. There it is.
Right.
That's us on Facebook. I'd rather leave my personal one out of it. I just get way too many mails and I can't keep up.
And Ross also attends to this as well.
I do this one on Facebook. He got kicked off Facebook years ago.
Okay. You don't share a login for Spacebusters.
No, we share the Hotmail email login. So we both share that one. It's
okay,
weird
that
our website's not coming up because he said he just renewed it.
Well, maybe we typed it in wrong somehow.
I don't know. It's but it should be 60gigahertz.net.
All right. Maybe I'm wearing it. Yeah, check your shirt.
Yeah, I got it. Maybe it's in the laundry. I don't know. It might be in the laundry. But anyway, tell them, if you want to write to us at Hotmail. That's better. Spacebusters@hotmail.com.
All right, because he wanted to see some of your research documents. I think that's what he was getting at. So,
can we put documents in this thing? Or I don't know how to.
If you want to, well, you mean your original? Because you have a lot of documentation
this thing,
there.
Yeah, this thing that we're talking through right now, is there like a document feeder that I can put in chats or?
The best place. Oh, you mean the links to the documents? Just the links?
No, the documents themselves, but.
Well, not really. If I'd have to host them on my own website.
Right. Well, just tell people if they want my is it these studies I showed with the virology papers?
Maybe. I don't know. It's not specific. So if they email you, then you can email it to them, I think.
Yeah, please. Yeah, tell him to just write me and tell me what he's looking for, and I'll be happy to send him through our Hotmail. That's fine.
Yeah, that's cool. Because okay. You don't host them on any website. That's
no, awesome. I've just got them in a folder on my desktop. They're in my films and stuff, but I'm quite happy to send the documents or links to him if he wants to download them. They're all on the net. You can get them all.
Right. It's just.
But I can send what I've got.
Yeah, you've done the hard work to find them. It's just as hard to know what you're looking for and where to look for it. That takes a lot of time and effort as well.
I think it's important. You know, a lot of people hear Dr. Cowan and Kaufman talking about these studies, but I actually go read them. I don't even take their word for it. Mm-hmm. I like to see, you know, I want to see what these people are talking about, make sure they say what they say.
So everyone you met in your movies, you recommend, have any of them turned on you and you don't recommend them anymore, or? Are they pretty up to date that your movies show the latest people?
No, everybody. Like, I don't know if you've talked to Tracy, my friend Amanda, Dr. Amanda Vollmer. I've known her since, I don't know, 2010 or something. She's like, we've been talking about viruses being fake for 12 years now or something. And I don't have a doctor, but she's my doctor. If I ever need medical advice, I talk to her. She's holistic. But if you could ever get her on the show, she's hardcore as hell, man. She's a great guest to have.
Oh yeah, I've got her scheduled for March 7th at 7.
Yeah, that's gonna be an awesome show. She don't fuck around, man. She's hard. She's as good as it gets. Yeah,
I follow her on Telegram.
Yeah,
she's everywhere. But Telegram, she's pretty up to date. So I like her a lot too. She's got some good stuff on there, and I do. Grab most of her virus germ theory rants and texts and reposts.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would say follow my friend Andy, Dr. Andrew Kaufman, Tom Cowan, her Reed Tracy Northern stuff, Dawn Lester, David Parks, I think. And yeah, I would say, you know, those Stefan Lanka, I mean, he's just debunked virology now with the three control experiments. The problem is he speaks German and his English is okay, but he doesn't reach anyone because it's hard to understand what he's talking about unless you already know virology lingo, you know?
Yeah, he's sort of lost in the translation. It really is the presentation as well. Andy Kaufman speaks pretty clearly. Tom Cowan is pretty clear in his anecdotes that can relate this information.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Lanka to. He's in the middle of the third part now, just finished. They're going to publish. And then once I have his studies, I'm going to make a try to make a Space Busters film, breaking his thing down to like, you know, real basic.
Yeah.
Anybody can understand this. But I'm waiting for him to publish. So I have to wait for that and then read that and then try to figure out how to make that movie. But when he does, I will make a movie about his. What he's done.
Yeah. And my only recommendation to maybe help disseminate your info a little more is do you ever release smaller little pieces out into, say, the Twitter sphere or the Telegram sphere, where if you had a 5-minute clip of an idea?
I made a vow never ever to sign up to Twitter till the day I die. Cut to me 2 years later, I'll probably be on there going, don't. But our stuff's around. I see our stuff all over. People sending me like, or clips of our movies will be in another movie. You know, there's people sharing our crap all over the place. I don't personally do it, but anyone is welcome. We don't care if you share our stuff or clip it up into pieces or talk over it or whatever. Just, you know, tell people that it's Space Busters if you take our logo out. We don't care. Everyone can use whatever we do. We don't care. Like, pass it around however you want. We're cool with that.
Share. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't want, like, the glory and credit. We just ask, like, if you do use it and and take our logo out. Or so just, you know, mention in your comment section where you got it from. So, you know, give us, give us like a little proper, but use it however you want.
I do my best. I usually just grab the URL and put it on my FakoTube. And if I try and usually it's clear where it came from, because usually someone puts an opening slide where the material's from. But otherwise, I'll try and put a link. I try and put a link to the original. Now that I have your website, when you give it to me, I can put that in there as well. So
there's a guy on BitChute. He's called Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense.
I think I followed that guy. Yeah.
He, a lot of times what he'll do is he'll take my long movies and cut them into three parts, like 30 or 40 minutes each. Then he'll release them like a part at a time. And yeah, but if anyone, you know, if there, we also like a lot, I've seen our films translated into Italian, Spanish, like they're all Polish. So if anyone wants to take any parts of our film and put them in another, just go ahead. You know, we don't care. Yeah, just take our stuff and do what you want with it. Or even better, I'd rather see more people just do what we're doing. We're just two dickheads in our bedroom with IMAX making movies. So I would rather not have to make them if anyone else feels motivated. You know, if we can do it, you can too. It's very easy. So I prefer watching other people's films than having to make them all the time.
Yeah, but nobody's doing it as well as you are, so you better keep doing it.
Thank you.
You definitely have a way of communicating. And Northern Tracy has the same gift where you can just try and boil it down to something that people can understand and not get bogged down in the just all the letters. And it's just this virus thing is too much for most people.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy stuff. It's funny, like you said, you know, that last film I made, Nanoman, I picked a really, as you know, a spooky ass soundtrack for it. The song I picked was really spooky. And like, as you said, I literally was depressed after 3 weeks of mixing a movie to that song. I was like ready to slit my wrist. Wow. Stuff gets heavy, man. You're sitting there looking at people bleeding and dying out there. And you're just like, oh my God.
Okay. And the last thing I wanted to bring up, you tease that Bill Gates, you think, is a FDM.
I think so. I think he's a little Billy. Or she, yeah.
And I think so. And you said there's a lot of them. His nickname for himself is Trey. But what's the significance of that? So he should be the fourth, but they gave him the third?
He is the fourth, and he calls himself the third. But as I showed him, he's the fourth Bill Gates.
Right. But why would he use the third? Because he's not really.
He's not. Yeah, they're trying to make it look like he's the third Bill Gates, and he's not. He's the fourth Bill Gates in a row. Why would your nickname be Trey? You're not Bill Gates the third. You're the fourth, as I showed clearly up his lineage. He's the fourth.
Does that have anything to do with EG, that he's an FDM, or just because they're trying to Bill Gates up the chain out?
Well, I think it's because he's not a Bill. That's why he's not the fourth. Because I think he was born a girl,
right?
So he can't be Bill Gates the fourth.
Okay.
So I think it's their little inside nickname. I just showed people, hey, here's his genealogy. He's the fourth. So why are they calling him the third?
Yes. Like, yes.
If he's the head of Microsoft, they can't count to four.
Right. They give him the same label as his dad. His dad was Bill Gates the third.
His dad should have been the third. Should have been the third, and they're calling him the second. So his dad and his grandpa have the same name. There's two in a row that aren't the second. You understand? The great great grandfather and the son and Bill Gates' dad's dad, Bill Gates' grandfather, and the great grandfather have been given the same name. Then they washed the genealogy there.
Oh, I see.
So that's what I was getting at, is that something's wrong. He's supposed to be the fourth, and the only way you can't be is because you can't call your daughter Bill Gates the fourth,
right?
Oh, so I think it was changed later. That's what I think.
So they made the second and the third two.
Yes.
So they were making an adjustment. Okay. Do you think these elite deliberately create these inverted people just to control them, or because they think they're special, or what is the reason? Why do they do it?
Man, that's a whole nother show. You're talking into Baphomet, and I mean, you're talking in real dark occult stuff here. We could do that another show if you want to get into that. Which that's
I do.
Way too big a can of worms to end a show.
Okay, I do like EGI. I call it elite gender inversion.
Yeah, I mean, it's running rampant in Hollywood, and it's elite. Yeah, I mean, it's all over in their circles. You know, but that why they do it is just a whole nother story altogether. But we could do that another time if you'd like to go dark.
No, I'd like to do that. I like that kind of stuff. Mr. E was really good at it as well. Mr. E.
But, who?
Mr. E. Mr. E 3000. Mr. E.
I don't know that I'll write that down. Mr. E 3000.
Yeah, he's disappeared a couple times. He's gone again. But if you go to egi.ecologist.com.
Right.
He's got a lot of videos that I've saved. I actually saved all as many videos as I could of his.
All right, yeah. Is this like transvestigation stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I've seen a lot. There's another woman, too. She does really good ones. Can't remember her
name right now. That whole thing.
That's her, Michelle X, yeah.
Kind of died off a lot. It died down, I found.
I mean, people don't care is the problem, but when you start looking at how rampant it is, you know, you have to look a little deeper.
Right.
But why they do it is a whole nother subject.
I'm just trying to find, I just want you to hear his voice.
Yeah.
Maybe this is it.
Has he offered to withdraw? Has he offered to withdraw? Has he offered to withdraw?
That might not be it. This might be it. I just wanted you to hear Mr. E's voice before I go. I think I put this one on. This should be it. Melania.
All right, I got some requests for this one. Melania Trump. Let's just take a look.
I know that guy. Yeah, I know him.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about now?
I've seen a lot of his. He's very good.
Large. Skull.
He goes right into the Bible and Baphomet. That's why I brought him up because
it's Janus actually. A lot of people who study Tartaria and say there's a missing 1,000 years and there's an I or a J for Jesus. I don't know if you even know about that. Like on the church buildings in the old, but there's an I or a J instead of a one.
Right,
and it's actually Janus and Janus. There's another meaning. This is what this is actually all about. It's not. It you could call it Baphomet. It's the same thing, but it actually has a chemistry meaning for the body too. It's a very deep subject. It's not something to dive into now, but we can do that one day.
All right, next time.
Yeah.
All right.
But well, like I just want to say too, like you said with Alex Jones, you know, I get accused all the time. Once you get out there and your name's out there, I get told I'm a shill and I cover for the Jews and blah, you know, like. People make all these weird stories about us and, you know, my friends. And so like when people say David Icke or Alex Jones or whatever, you don't really know who you're listening to, because I can tell you, you don't know me from Adam, but I'm legit. And I got people telling me all kinds of crazy stuff about myself. You know, you're just like, really?
Well, you're spilling a lot of truth. We got a lot of truth out of you.
That's what I mean. So I never take anyone's opinion. I just use my own, because people say all kinds of crazy shit about other people, and people are so paranoid. And I understand it. I understand that it's really good to be skeptical, but there's a lot of people who are just super paranoid. And these days, if someone in a truth community, if someone doesn't agree, he's not a flat earther. He's a shill. You know, you're like, just because you don't have the same belief system doesn't mean he's a shill. It just means you believe two different things. You can still be friends or listen to what they have to say and disregard what you don't believe. What, you know, there's a lot of people these days, they're like, if you don't believe exactly everything I believe, you're controlled op shill.
Yeah. Well, you got so much material out there. You're going to be a target because you have so much stuff that's over the target. Then you're going to try. They're going to go after you. Because you've got a ton of stuff on your channel, and I like most of it. And I've got a lot more of your stuff to go through. Obviously, you go back deep. So, but you're right on target, I think, with the coronavirus hoax and the virus, and there aren't too many people that are on our page. I don't think out there at all. Not enough.
Well, I want to say thank you to you for having me on, and thanks to all the people in the chat and who are listening. I hope they enjoyed the show.
I think it was great. Well, it's gone well over 3 hours, which is a good, which is a good sign. But my voice is expiring, so I can't go any further. But
yeah,
your voice is held up, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, let's call it quits. And, you know, I hope people learned a thing or two, or at least enjoyed it. Like, it's weird for me doing interviews. I'm just a filmmaker, so I've started doing interviews again, but it's strange to be a guest, because I don't understand why people care what I say, but okay.
Well, we wouldn't if you weren't on target. You got some good stuff. Everyone check out Space Busters wherever you can get your video, including FakoTube. I put a couple on there as well.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for having me on, Tim. That's great, man.
All right. All the best. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Love to do it again, man. Let's do it again sometime.
Absolutely. Well, Sunday's the best day for you because of the time difference, I would guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Unless I get gigs again. Denmark's opening back up, and I do music gigs on Sundays. But I haven't heard those are back on, so I'll let you know though anyway.
We'll figure it out. All right.
Awesome, man. Thanks. And thanks a million. It was a pleasure to meet you and finally get on this show.
Thanks to Northern Tracy.
Yeah, absolutely, man. She's awesome. Check her stuff out too if you haven't read it. She's awesome.
She is. All right, guys. All right. Take care.
Have a great night.
Okay, you too, Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye.